Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. As international leaders and experts gather at Rio+20, the United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development, some 375 ocean leaders from 169 organizations and 46 countries, representing governments, international organizations, non-governmental organizations, industry, and scientific institutions, published a declaration intended to inform delegates and to advocate for ocean issues to be included in the conference outcome, the Global Development Agenda, for the next two decades. The Global Forum on Oceans, Coasts, and Small Islands coordinated this process, an international association of public and private ocean experts and advocates based at the University of Rhode Island in the United States. The declaration was predicated first on the essential contribution of the ocean to the support of life on Earth and on the economic, social, and cultural well-being of society, and second on the recognition of and concern for the threats and drivers that are compromising the ability of the ocean to provide adequate resources, food and nutritional security, and other significant services for the ocean, coastal, and small island communities. Specifically, the document identifies seven focus areas for action. 1. Integrated ocean governance, to increase ecosystem-based ocean and coastal management at the regional and national levels, as well as in areas beyond national jurisdiction. 2. Climate and oceans, to mitigate greenhouse gas emissions and their effect on ocean chemistry and community through reduction, policy, financing, renewable energy alternatives, and regulatory systems, to adapt to reduce vulnerabilities and to increase preparedness, management, and awareness of the issues relating to displaced coastal communities, capacity development, scientific monitoring, and public education through technical assistance, policy development, and expanded outreach and awareness of other critical ocean issues. 3. To protect marine biodiversity through networks of marine protected areas, increasing conserved areas by 10% worldwide by 2020. 4. To prevent, deter, and eliminate illegal unregulated fishing, harmful subsidies, and overfishing, and to enhance sustainable fishing practices and restore depleted stocks. 5. To enhance the ability of small island nations and developing coastal areas to meet these goals through provision of financial support, financing, use and partnership agreements, and other strategies to ensure equity and benefit sharing. 6. To control all sources of marine pollution, to include marine debris, persistent organic pollutants, heavy metals, and nitrogen compounds through implemented policy and law enforcement, economic incentives, taxes, fines, waste management systems, and other initiatives. 7. To build a, quote, blue economy, unquote, that demonstrates the contribution of marine resources to income and jobs, reduce pollution and waste, social equity and inclusiveness, food security, and poverty reduction through certified sustainably harvested seafood, responsible tourism practices, technology transfer and innovation, increased financial resources, valuation and payment for ecosystem services, and the development of alternative livelihood. Finally, the declaration looks beyond Rio+20, recognizing the need and opportunity to take the framework for sustainable ocean development to a next phase that maximizes the potential of the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, integrates marine ecosystem management at all levels, elevates oceans to the highest level of UN concern by establishing a new cross-cutting entity for coordination, response, and definition of new legal and policy frameworks for the successful protection and ultimate sustainability of global marine resources for the benefit of all mankind. You have heard World Ocean Radio presentations on every one of these topics. I have paraphrased the declaration here not only to spread the word that such an effort exists at Rio+20 and elsewhere, but also to share the breadth and limits of concerns being addressed by the experts and agencies worldwide that are working on these issues every day. I have attended these conferences, sat in on these meetings, and can attest to the persistence, patience, and yes, power, however subtle, of the participants to influence the policy and slowly transform these ideas into words, guidelines, policies, statutes, and implementations. It is dogged work often tedious, ever diplomatic, and requires the knowledge, temperament, and willingness to take the longer view. For this I am grateful. Things will be inevitably difficult at Rio. The international financial crisis will certainly delimit the political and financial commitments available and inhibit the political openness to fresh ideas and change required as a true measure of success. The cynics will say the outcome is but an insipid advance on the goal set at the first conference 20 years ago. The optimist will see, whatever the outcome, that tangible steps forward inside and outside government have been taken, the conversation has distilled, and the priorities are reset. At that point, we revert back to ourselves, to our individual work on behalf of the sustainable ocean, perhaps heartened that through these efforts, we know that we are not alone. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.